This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Chuck Smith joined Equality Texas back in 2003 as a volunteer and helped out at their lobby day at the state capitol. Equality Texas is an organization that, in its own words, works to secure full equality for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer Texans. Just about 15 years later, last December, Smith stepped down as CEO. We talked recently about the changes he has seen over his time with Equality Texas and the work that still remains. Smith started by describing the one step forward, two steps back nature of the progress of rights for people in Texas and across the country who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender.
2003 was also the year of the Lawrence v. Texas decision. So that was the first time that the U.S. Supreme Court decriminalized sexual activity for same-sex people. The immediate pushback to that was, and there has been and still is, an organized anti-LGBTQ industry. Even within 2003 and from 2003 to 2005, we saw in Texas and across the country a wave of Defense of Marriage Acts. Then there was a constitutional measure that went to the ballot in 2005. 2007, when Joe Strauss became the speaker, there was definitely a shift when Tom Craddock was the speaker, when we would have these hearings related to foster care and adoption. And again, our witnesses were parents and their kids. Those hearings purposefully got pushed till 10 or 11 o'clock at night. When Joe Strauss became the speaker, those hearings happened during the day, like every other constituency that wanted to have a hearing, and witnesses were treated mostly with respect. This is during then a time frame where this was a multi-year and national effort dealing with the issue of marriage and dealing with the freedom to marry. We now are in a place where public opinion supports the freedom to marry because people recognize gay and lesbian people want to get married for the same reason that everybody else does.
In your work and over time, what do you regard as a success?
Ultimately, success is not only having equal protection under the law, but having equality in the hearts and minds of our fellow Texans. The effort and the movement that dealt with marriage is one where not only did it change laws, but it actually changed public opinion. You know, we're still in the process, I think now, of doing the same thing with regard to transgender and non-binary people. Just in the last couple, last several years, organizations like Equality Texas and other organizations across the country have done a lot of work to help educate Texans and Americans about who trans people are, who non-binary people are, and how they're more likely to be the victims of crime. They're not the perpetrators of crime. I certainly think that was a component of efforts that built into the success of killing bathroom legislation in the state of Texas.
I'm curious, Chuck, if you can think back over your time at Equality Texas, was there a particular accomplishment, a particular achievement, something that you're perhaps most proud of or that really stood out for you?
There is, and hopefully I can talk about it without getting teary. I think the passage of anti-bullying legislation in 2011 is, for me personally, my most important accomplishment. It took more than 10 years, and it took way too many kids committing suicide in our state before the legislature finally would act in a way to update our education code and recognize that bullying and harassment was a real thing, that cyberbullying was a real thing, that people were in fact being targeted based upon their actual or their perceived sexual orientation or their gender expression.
What are you expecting from the legislature in this 2019 legislative session?
There were 17 bills filed in the last legislative session that sought to allow discrimination under the guise of personal religious beliefs. I don't believe that's going to go away. In fact, I think that will probably be an increase of similar type legislation. I'm hopeful that efforts will again be successful in demonstrating to lawmakers that religious liberty and civil rights are not things that are mutually exclusive, that this state has a law that's been in place since 1999 that allows for the fair balance of religious freedom and civil rights, and that it would be a mistake to go down a road that perverts religious liberty in such a way that allows people to discriminate and hide behind religion as a reason to do that. Preemption or trying to take away the rights of home rule charter cities in the state to pass ordinances that are designed for the communities in which they live. I mean, we know that there's going to be legislation related to that, probably both broadly as well as narrowly. And dealing with not just non-discrimination ordinances, but, you know, areas like plastic bags and minimum wage laws and sick leave, paid sick leave. So it's an area where cities are doing things that some lawmakers don't like. So as an issue, preemption is going to be a big deal. And whenever there's an issue, then certainly LGBTQ people can become the targets of it.
I want to refer back to the statement that announced your departure, and in that you said it's time for a new generation of leadership to take us to the next step in our fight for equality in Texas. And I'm curious what you see as that next step.
For me, the next step would be sort of is the pivot from not having to spend all of the time trying to defeat discriminatory legislation, but actually moving the state of Texas to a place where we recognize that discrimination does exist in the state and that it exists based upon sexual orientation and gender identity. And it's long past time for the state to update its civil rights laws and make it illegal to fire someone or to refuse service or to deny housing solely based upon someone's orientation or identity.
Do you see that happening here in the near future?
Well, in the last legislative session, employment non-discrimination on the House side made it out of committee for the first time ever, and it did so with support from both Democrats and Republicans. I can always be hopeful, and organizations like Equality Texas are still going to be there to advocate for that, and I will wish them all the best in that effort.